Got it, Rex. Alex speaking.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Good, thank you.
So, my name's Sean Flanagan. I had my black Subaru WRX in with you a little bit back, dropped a bit of coin. Anyway, I've put about 1,500 kilometres on it since.
Mm-hmm.
It was only a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest, it's just been out and around.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I was just driving around and all of a sudden the revs are now, whenever I'm in idle, sitting around 2.5, rising to about 3K and holding. I blip the throttle, revs up as it does, and then drops straight back to 3K and holds. I'm assuming it's a vacuum leak somewhere. Is there any chance you guys would have any availability in soonish to be able to give that a gander?
Yeah, have a look-see over. I can do that for you, man. How far are you from us, Sean?
I'm a fair way. I'm at Hawthorne.
Yep. Okay. Can maybe get you in next Wednesday?
Just next Wednesday?
See if we can nut it out. I'm not sure what we're going to find, mate, and whether we need to keep the car, but if you want to bring it in next Wednesday for us to have a geeze over, and if it's something simple, we can probably jump on it pretty quick. What sort of car was it, Sean?
06 WRX GD. There should be. I had it recently tuned with you guys, so it should have a bunch of info dropped.
Yeah, let me have a look. Sure.
My bank account's still crying.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Cool. How do I spell your name, man?
S-H-A-U-N.
A-U-N, yep, cool. Right, let me see. Sure, I'm playing again. There we go. Oh, that was fine, yeah. At the end of the eighth, so we had you in August. Toot-toot-toot, is the number plate, is that the one?
Yeah, yep.
Oh, it's on the Haltech, right, okay. Righty-o. Caps, fuel senders, fuel pump. Okay, what notes have we got? This is the one, the fuel pump wasn't priming on arrival.
Absolute shit.
Factory. Yeah, it's a bit of a dog's breakfast under there. The unit. Hang on, let's read through some of these notes quickly just in case there is something that stands out.
Yep, well, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to fiddle with the hoses. Just make sure, none of them are split or
make sure one of them hasn't popped off on you.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Because I was hearing, after I had it tuned, it sounded like there was almost like a little bit of a whistle, like just on the early revs from the turbo, like a little bit louder than I usually would.
Mm.
So I'm thinking maybe
the flipping off.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking either.
So I've got a couple of things here. It says T-bolt clamps on the intercooler. We replaced them with the appropriate clamps. Okay, that's a good thing. That should have only helped the situation. Does it still make boost? Are you able to?
Yeah, yep. So it still makes boost good, and it's still, like, don't get me wrong, there's a few little things in the tune that I'll probably, like, when I get the money in my wallet a bit more, I'll see if we can fix out, just because third gear, 60 kilometres to about 100 kilometres, when you just plant the foot down, it feels like it's purging too much. It's, like, stuttering in a way. But I'm also thinking that's maybe the fact that if you in the one of the things it mentions a coil pack that's
down.
Yeah, a coil pack that's on its last leg. So I'm thinking it might also just be that, getting a little bit misfire going through.
That's fair enough. I mean, that is plausible. Nothing stands out here in my notes other than we've mucked around with a few hoses. So unless another one of the hoses has shit itself. Any engine lights on or anything like that? Nothing?
Nah, the only time I've had an engine light since having it with you guys was I was pulling onto a highway, and I'll be honest, it was misfiring like a bugger, and I just put my foot down, kept
into it. Gotcha.
Yeah, and I was like, all right. I was trying to show a mate, and then next thing I was just like, all right, yep. I probably should have fucking backed off the second I heard it. But
yeah, fair enough.
It's been fine. It's just that little issue. So what I'm thinking is, it's silicone hoses, so I know after they get heat cycled a fair bit, you might, like, sometimes you have to re-tighten it just a little bit. So I'll just go over, just re-tighten everything.
Yep.
If it does fix it, I'll give you guys a call, but let's book it in anyway.
All right, so Wednesday. I just want to retune recently. Has issue. What's it doing? So about it's idling at 3K?
Yeah, so as it idles, it's as it's heating up, the idle's just climbing progressively. Then it stops at about 3K when the car's at full temp and then just holds there. Like, if you blip the throttle, it won't go below 3K. But the second you put clutch in and you actually, like, start moving, it'll drop all the way back down to normal.
Okay, 3K. And then when clutch in... And then you have to blip it when you clutch in at the same time?
Pardon?
You have to blip it to get it to come down?
No, it's only when you actually, like, start pulling away, like, the gearbox is engaged and you pull the clutch back out.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, to me, that sounds like either what's it called, the Haltech's trying to, like, auto-blip for me, and it's just holding the revs up, or there's a vacuum leak. I don't know.
That's right. We'll have a look, man. See what we come up with.
Does that sound like a vacuum leak to you?
It can be, but I think if you had a vacuum leak, you'd be having a decent old whistle on boost. You might not be able to hear it, but, you know, so if you're on boost and you're not hearing that, then not too sure. I mean, you should be able to hear a hissing sound when it's idling, when you've got the bonnet up, if it has got a vacuum leak. Most of the vacuum lines are visible from the top of the engine, so they're pretty easy to see.
Yeah.
Might be a idle speed control thing with the Haltech.
Yeah, hopefully it's not anything deeper into it.
Yeah. All we can do is have a look for you, man, and then go from there.
That's all we can do.
We're going to find anything on Wednesday, but to be honest, we're booked out for nearly a month in advance. It's the only way I can squeeze you in, so we can at least have a look and then come up with some sort of plan from there.
Yeah, exactly. I always trust you guys, and you've always done the right thing by me, so
Definitely, man.
Yeah, just need a car that can turn on and go. No. At this point, I'm like, shit, why did I choose a Subaru?
Nah, we'll come up with something for you, man. Don't worry.
All right, appreciate it, heaps.
All right, mate, I'll see you next Wednesday, all right? If you do think, mate, just drop us a line, let us know you're not coming.
Yeah, of course. I wouldn't dog you guys like that.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a great one. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
You too, man. Catch up.
Bye.